With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai anō ki Everyday Māori, ko Āpera Woodfine aho.
Ko Hemi Kelly aho.
And the kaupapa for today is kind of an extension on last week's kaupapa, where we looked at identifying and describing things. This week we're going to look at enhancing those descriptions with some modifiers.
Ka pai. Before we get into things, let's start with some vocab again. So we're going to be using descriptive words similar to last week. To start us off, let's say reka. Reka means sweet or pleasant to taste.
Kawa meaning sour or unpleasant to taste.
Roa, long.
Poto, short.
Pai, which means good.
Kino, which means bad. Why did I get all the bad ones?
You just get all the bad ones. So we have reka, kawa, roa, poto, pai, and kino. We're going to get into the modifiers shortly, e hoa, but let's just look at the sentence structure and the order of words. Last week, we identified and described something, and the structure was, I'm going to use this example. He whare nui tērā. That's a big house. He whare nui tērā. And we also introduced those three words, ne, tēnei, tēnā, and tērā. And in that structure, we use the noun first, which is then followed by the adjective. He whare nui tērā. We're going to do something similar today, but we're going to change the order of the words. As we learn languages, we come to discover that there are many different roads to take to say the same thing, or something similar anyway.
Aye, aye, tika tau.
So let me take that first kupu that we introduced, reka. Something that comes to mind straight away is talking about how good food is. He reka te kai. He reka te kai or he reka tēnei kai. How would you interpret those two sentences?
The kai is tasty. The food is tasty, sorry. Or this food is tasty.
Aye. In that last one, he reka tēnei kai, I've got all the same words that we were dealing with last week. I've just changed the order. I'm going straight into the descriptive word he reka, so something's tasty or sweet, and then introducing the subject, tēnei kai, this food. He reka tēnei kai, this food is good or tasty. He reka tēnei kai.
Cool. So the two ways you can say it are he kai reka tēnei and he reka tēnei kai. Both mean the same thing.
Two ways to say the same thing. I think in the first one, the primary focus is the kai. He kai reka tēnei. And then in the second one, the primary focus is something being tasty. He reka tēnei kai. When we translate them, they mean the same thing.
Cool. So how do we apply the modifiers to the sentence?
There's lots of different modifiers in te reo Māori, but I just want to introduce these four to start with. So we have tino.
Tino.
Which means very. We have āhua.
Āhua.
Which means a little bit or somewhat. We have rawa.
Rawa.
Which can be translated to mean too, something's excessive, rawa. And then we have rawa atu.
Rawa atu.
And just roll rawa and atu together, rawa atu.
Rawa atu.
And that's a little tip there. Whenever we see the same vowel at the end and the start of two words sitting together, we want to roll that together. So instead of rawa atu, Rawatu.
Rawatu.
Kapai. And the word I use to translate that is really.
So shall we look at a few examples?
Absolutely. Let's go back to that first example, hereka tēnei kai, and let's add in the modifiers. Okay, I'm going to get you to add in the modifiers. Just to let you know, tino and ahua will sit before the word that they're modifying, which is the adjective. So how would you say this food is very tasty?
He tino reka tēnei kai.
Ai. And how would you say this food is somewhat tasty?
He ahua reka tēnei kai.
Ka pai e hoa, ai. So tino and ahua are always going to precede the word that they're modifying. Okay, so moving on to rawa and rawatu. Those two words are going to come after the word they're modifying. So how would you say this food is too sweet?
He reka rawa tēnei kai.
Kia ora. And then this food is really sweet.
He reka rawa atu tēnei kai.
Pronunciation?
He reka rawa atu tēnei kai.
He reka rawa atu tēnei kai. And that's a mihi in itself, you know, if you're sitting down having a kai and, oh, he reka rawa atu tēnei kai, this food's really good. You can put a double emphasis here. You can use tino on one side of the adjective and rawa atu on the other side. Try that.
He tino reka rawa atu. He tino reka rawa atu tēnei kai.
He tino reka rawa atu tēnei kai. Compliments to the chef. So, you know, that does work. And I don't know, how would you translate that? This food is really, really, really good.
Really, really ridiculously tasty. Okay, let's look at one more example, shall we?
Okay. This day is long. Just that sentence on its own.
He roa tēnei rā.
This day is very long.
He tino roa tēnei rā.
Ka pai. I'm going to give you a new word. Rāhui, lockdown. This lockdown is too long.
He roa rawa tēnei rāhui.
He roa rawa tēnei rāhui. He roa rawa tēnei rāhui.
That's a tongue twister. He roa rawa tēnei rāhui.
He roa rawa tēnei rāhui. Ka pai. And then he roa rawa atu tēnei rāhui would be, you know, this lockdown is really long. Okay, let's carry on with a few more examples using some of the adjectives that we introduced at the start. So we had pai and kino for good and bad. This song is really good.
He tino pai tēnei waiata.
Ai. You could also say he tino pai ra wā atu tēnei waiata. What about this song's okay?
He ahua pai tēnei waiata.
And what if it's in the plural? Last week we introduced this. If you want to say these songs, they're okay.
He ahua pai ēnei waiata.
Ka pai. So tēnei for this singular, ēnei for these. What about, you're a musician, āpera. Duration of a waiata is very important, right? So what about this song's too long?
He roa rawa tēnei waiata.
Ka pai, he roa rawa tēnei waiata. Me whakapoto, let's shorten it. He pātai au. Any questions?
Ai, he pātai tāku. What's the difference between tino ahua and rawa rawa atu? Why is one sitting in front of the adjective and one sitting afterwards?
Pātai pai tēnā. I'll just call my tūpuna and ask them.
Okay, it's one of those things.
It's one of those things. And it, to be honest, I don't know. But we look at these modifiers in te reo and we'll introduce more as the episodes continue. And we'll see that, yes, some sit in front of the word that they're modifying and some sit behind the word that they're modifying. I think it's important as we go to identify which words sit in front and which words sit behind
Right. It's really just one of those things that you'd pick up by exposure to the language, though, right?
Aye. And as you learn, you know, remembering, yeah, tino comes before the word. It might be nice to note here as well that tino and ahua, rawa and rawatu, we use in other sentence structures as well. And one that we've already introduced is asking, how are you? And responding. So, kei te pai hea koe, how might you respond?
Kei te pai.
Kei te pai, yeah, good.
Ahua pai.
There, so you can chuck it in there as well, you know, to modify your response. If you're good, well, kei te pai. But if you're just okay, then now you can say that. Kei te ahua pai.
And if you're really good, you can say tino pai, right?
Kei te tino pai. Kei te tino pai ahau. Ai. Kei te tino pai rawa atu ahau. You know, I'm really good.
Walking on sunshine.
I'm not sure what to say. Kei te pai rawa ahau. I'm too good.
Bit boastful, maybe.
Ai. He tino pai tēnei akoranga. This lesson was really good. Tēnā koe e hoa.
Tēnā koe e hoa.
Hoki mai anō a te rā wiki. We'll be back next week with a new episode on Everyday Māori. Kia ora koutou.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukaipō anō te reo.